Secure Access Service Edge, or SASE, combines SD-WAN with cloud-delivered security services, including Next-Gen Firewall, CASB, Secure Web Gateway, and others. And you can mix and match your SD-WAN and cloud security to get one from vendor A and one from vendor B. And that kind of approach across the IT stack is common because, for example, it lets you find a balance between price, features, and performance, or it can make for more competitive bids for your business and doesn't necessarily lock you into a single vendor. But today on the Tech Bytes, sponsor Palo Alto Networks is here to offer a counter-argument. When it comes to SASE, a single vendor approach may have benefits that beat the mix and match option. Rajesh Khari, Senior Product Marketing Manager at Palo Alto Networks, is my guest to make this argument. So Rajesh, welcome back to Packet Pushers. So I just described some of the advantages of a mix and match strategy for SASE. What are the challenges of that mix and match approach?
Well, Drew, traditionally, companies have relied on this mix and match approach, you know, with point products from multiple vendors. As you mentioned, it has worked so far, but with a lot of challenges, right? The first and foremost challenges for the infrastructure team or the knock on the SOC teams are the multiple consoles that they have to leverage for managing the local network access from the branches or security in the cloud, including the visibility end to end. Second most challenging thing for them is the limited or no security inspection at the branch for the local segments, for the IoTs, or any particular network segments that need to be really inspected and verified. If you look at the other major challenge is just the maintenance and the support this mix and match approach requires, right? It can be time consuming. It can break current deployments while you're trying to upgrade or manage multiple solutions, and just the incompatibility between these can create a whole new set of outages because of this approach.
Okay, so things like, you know, you said I've got to manage a bunch of different devices at the branch and in the cloud, and that's lots of consoles, lots of context switching, lots of different systems I have to go into to find out what's happening or set policy or get information, and also just maintaining a whole bunch of different things that can cause other operational issues, outages, and so on. If I've got to do a bunch of different patching over here and upgrades over here and so on, that can basically affect my ability to provide this service.
Correct. So oftentimes when I talk to customers, the hash one concern for them is, on a given day, if I have an issue, I need to talk to five different vendors, support teams with those five different vendors. It falls into my charter to correlate all these issues and then identify the root cause. That's painful, time consuming, and literally takes a lot of cycles from my team. That's exactly what any infrastructure manager we talk to agrees upon. And then they're like, that doesn't give us enough time or the required time to work on future innovations, doing the required upgrades, bringing in newer technologies, and improving user experience. So everything is being halted because of these day-to-day operation complexity.
Okay, so those are sort of the arguments against mix and match. Are there pro arguments for a unified approach to SASE?
There's no wonder that, you know, unified SASE is becoming the centerpiece of any conversation within an infrastructure team or even in organizations with a NOC and the SOC team. Businesses want to bring together these separate teams to work, to improve productivity, to reduce the trouble tickets, and also increase their uptime. And most importantly, ensure that the security is ensured, the better security outcomes are always there, considering how much the threat landscape has evolved. So when I look at the significant benefits of a unified SASE, the first and the foremost is better security outcomes, whether it is for your users, applications, and devices. That includes even the IoT. The second one is exceptional network performance, or I would say application performance as well. Only with a unified solution, you can manage performance end to end. In a mix and match approach, the lack of visibility and the different point products really limit that kind of performance guarantee. But in a unified solution, you can ensure that, yes, all the way from the user to the application and everything in between runs flawlessly. And last but not the least, as I mentioned, the automation or simplification of IT operations. You need all this data, whether it is from your user, applications, network, security, in a single data lake. Only then you can leverage the power of AI to automate a lot of these day two ops. Mm-hmm. So only a unified solution can deliver this kind of three key benefits that I just pointed out.
Yeah. Okay. So let's dig into them a little bit. And maybe since we just touched on, this AI or this data issue, let's start there. So I think what you're saying is if I've got a unified SASE, that means in one data lake, I'm able to get network data, application performance data, security information, and all of that is being used by, it's being essentially by my vendor, formatted the same way, analyzed the same way. That uniformity really maybe helps deliver more insights and information that I can take action on or that can be automated, as opposed to having some SD-WAN data siloed over here and my cloud security data silo over there.
Exactly. So with a unified data lake, you get a complete view of the data, whether it is across security, networking, or operations in one central place. That single management allows you to have consistent formatting, structure, and labeling for all your data. Uh-huh. That is really important when you're using AI ML to analyze these data, gain deep insights, and then proactively provide you analytics on what is a trend, whether it is bandwidth consumption over a period of time, whether it is a certain exposure to a given threat, or a certain application introducing certain threats. All these requires this unified data lake to provide the end user visibility early on so that they can act on it. They can also resolve it before a significant outage or a data breach.
Do you feel like when you're talking to customers that this sort of data uniformity argument carries more weight these days, given the considerable interest there is around machine learning and AI?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So as I mentioned, that automated detection of network incidents, that proactive and predictive analytics is so important to infrastructure managers. Oftentimes in the past, these leaders were in a very reactive mode. They have an outage, things get escalated, there's a loss in business and productivity, and they are scrambling for information. Mm-hmm. Imagine the same kind of information is available to them a couple of weeks back or a month earlier, saying that, I'll give a quick example. This particular WAN interface connecting to these branches or across all the branches is constantly experiencing bandwidth limits, or it's always functioning at a degraded manner. With that visibility, they have two choices. Before even the end user experience is impacted, they can either add more bandwidth or they can change their business policies to take other available WAN links, or they can talk to their providers and resolve the issue.
Right.
So it gives them all the options ahead of time, so they are not in a reactive mode, in a very, very proactive mode. And that can be done only with that unified data lake and the analysis that is being done with the power of AI.
So one of the other things you mentioned was the unified approach gets you better security outcomes for users, for applications, and for IoT devices because you've got unified security controls at the branch and in the cloud. Can you drill into that a little bit more? Is it because I've got, sort of a unified console where I can have network and security folks working from the same set of information? Is it something else?
So having a unified solution ensures that the security enforcement takes place in the cloud or in the branch. It can suit any number of use cases based on the user and the application. For example, right, securing east-west traffic, URL filtering for select traffic at the branches, or having a full inspection at the branch for latency-sensitive apps, all can be achieved with a unified solution, right? The same security policies can be inherited with the help of our app IDs, user IDs, and device IDs. Remember, the users are sitting either in the branch or in the remote. So they are accessing a certain application, exiting out of a certain device, or going through a certain branch network. So it becomes imperative that the understanding of who the user is, what their access are, how they are trying to access these applications so that the right security enforcement can take place, the right remediations in terms of SD-WAN can be implemented, and also they can, every single traffic can be inspected by the most comprehensive security solution like Prisma Access, where globally and massively distributed POPs which support all advanced security capabilities to ensure that you have the zero trust. Yeah, that's one of the biggest advantage of having the unified SASE solution. And you also brought up a great point about devices or IoT, right? Let's talk about how typically this is being done in today's world. You have a branch network, you have a bunch of IoT devices. The ID administrators typically use a sensor to identify what devices are there, who's the vendor it's from, what operating system they are using. And then they send all this information to data centers because that's where they have some kind of an IoT inventory. They can match up and send security enforcement policies. It could be segmentation or granular segment security policies by itself. But with Prisma SD-WAN, you have this ION appliance sitting at every branch. We allow 100% visibility of all IoT devices, regardless of the manufacturer, regardless of the operating system. So now you can get rid of the IoT sensors, but that's not it. You can actually send this IoT application access directly to the cloud. Why? Because you're protected from the Prisma Access POPs. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, Prisma Access POPs all have the IoT inventory, which is constantly updated based on machine learning. So now, even if you have the latest devices or an unknown vendor or an unknown operating system, we have that database to actually match and make sure that you get visibility into what the device is. Based on the device, based on the vulnerabilities that it potentially could carry, the security policies will be enforced. So you have that superior security for all IoT devices while you're getting rid of point products, while you're securing the applications, even in the cloud. So that's like a leap from where we are or where we were for IoT protection.
The third thing you mentioned was performance. And I wanted to drill down on that a little bit because I understand the notion that there are benefits to unifying, you know, my SD-WAN, that the network connectivity and getting the cloud delivered security services, but an SD-WAN should deliver good performance to that cloud POP, whether it's the same POP from the vendor or a different vendor, shouldn't it? Or is there something I'm missing there?
Well, you're right. So the SD-WAN came into existence to overcome these challenges you just pointed out, right? I want to utilize more than one WAN connections. I want to have more bandwidth availability. I need to remediate issues like performance degradation, network SLAs, and outages at all times. Yes, that is still the case. But let's also remember, most of the current SD-WAN solution, they just look at the network. They understand the network. If the underlying network has some issues, it tries to remediate it. It used to work in a very bookended solution. Like if you're connecting the branches to the data center, you have a very reliable way of measuring these SLAs, and based on it, you can control the traffic engineering. But that has changed. Applications have moved to the cloud. It's SaaS. So organizations are increasingly accessing these applications directly. They are not sending it to their data center.
Right.
So using the same network SLAs that you measured with a bookended model now cannot work for these open-ended applications, because they're just not relevant. And when you're doing such remediation, then it's a very reactive mode, or it's just throwing a dart in the dark, right? And hoping that it sticks or it works. So our Prisma SD-WAN, which is a next generation SD-WAN solution, works at a layer 7. We took a completely different approach. We went from a top to bottom architecture, where we look at all application flows, identify the application SLAs, whether it is data center apps or cloud or SaaS apps, and based on the performance SLAs, and of course, we also add in network SLAs as the qualifiers to do the remediation, right? So our customers get the best of traffic engineering with our SD-WAN solution. Now, you also as I mentioned, the threat landscape is increasing. People want to inspect and verify each user traffic, even from a trusted device or a user or a branch, right?
Yeah.
That is
yep.
the whole thought process and the whole evolution of zero trust. To do that, you need to have this massively distributed cloud-delivered security, which Prisma Access provides. Now, why does this exceptional performance, it can be delivered only by unified SASE? That's because Prisma SD-WAN natively integrates to Prisma Access. When I say natively, when someone brings up Prisma SD-WAN on their branch, it immediately identifies what is the closest available Prisma Access POPs. And it connects to the low latency, close proximity Prisma Access presence. And it also does in a very redundant fashion. So even, so it's like extending the SD-WAN all the way to the security presence, right? And now, because of that, the performance is ensured end to end. So the SLAs are extended not just at your branch, but all the way to your security POPs, all the way to the application.
So you're saying I can get an extended SLA from the SD-WAN gateway through the cloud security POP to my destination because it's a unified solution, as opposed to if I was using an SD-WAN from vendor A and and cloud security from vendor B, I may be dealing with two different SLAs and trying to figure out where performance hangups are happening could be harder to do or even harder to meet those SLAs.
Exactly. So that's what the benefit our customers get with a unified SASE solution. So even in our dashboard, if you look at our visibility or the observability, you can pinpoint from a user to the application and everything in between. That is your branch egress to your carriers, to your Prisma Access POPs, all the way to the applications, right? That's
right.
All the path that a given application traffic is traversing. So they can identify where the performance has been impacted at every single hop. That's very powerful.
Yes.
As an IT administrator, if I know the issue lies with a carrier connectivity, I can immediately raise a ticket and get that resolved. Boom, my user experience is ensured. Most of the time, the user doesn't even know that their performance was degraded or will be degraded in a course of time, right? So that's exactly the value prop we provide with the unified SASE solution.
Okay. Well, Rajesh, I think you definitely gave folks something to think about, this notion of unified SASE, weighing the pros and cons versus mix and match. If folks want to get more information from Palo Alto Networks to continue investigating, where should they go?
Just go to paloaltonetworks.com/SASE/SD-WAN. They can find all the information that we just shared and they can learn much more. They can even talk to one of our sales folks to take the next steps.
All right. That's paloaltonetworks.com/SASE. That's SASE/SD-WAN. Thanks, Rajesh, for joining us. And thanks to Palo Alto Networks for being a sponsor. And thanks to you for listening. If you like this, there are many more fine, free technical podcasts and our community blog. It's all at packetpushers.net. You can join our Slack community at packetpushers.com/community. You can also follow us on LinkedIn, hear us on Spotify, and rate us on Apple Podcasts. And last but not least, remember that too much networking would never be enough.